News out this week that the city of Ann Arbor is looking at installing something really interesting in downtown. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is our Main Street Area Association report on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Our producer is Derek Laughlin. Normally, we would be joined by Ashley Schaefer, the executive director of the Main Street Area Association, but she's off today, and I promised her that we would talk about this because it's something she and I have been talking about privately. Many times when you go to an event, especially a summer event in downtown Ann Arbor, when the A2 Summer Streets program takes over and they block off the street from traffic and they allow the businesses to have the tables put out into the street area, and it's just one big party for anyone going to downtown Ann Arbor. So we talk about that. Do you ever stop to think, well, how do they set it up? You might think that the city comes and sets it up, and it's not the case. The association has to work with the city to get those blockades put up, and some of them are quite heavy. Those would be more like bollards, I guess. You know what a bollard is? How would you describe that, Derek?
Like the barricades at like NBC's or,
right.
Or like the White House. So cars can't get through, right?
Right. If a car goes careening, it's going to be stopped by that, presumably, before sure. It can do too much damage beyond that. So it's an important function, but the poor folks at the Main Street Area Association, i.e. Ashley Schaefer and her husband, they have to go down and pull these things out all the time and get it all set up for A2 Summer Streets. And by the way, I'll have more about when the program starts this year. But now the city of Ann Arbor is talking about finding funding to install retractable posts. Think about it. This just makes sense. So these posts would be underground, I'm presuming. Retractable, right? I assume that you'd have to somehow retrofit them into the ground.
Yep.
It's too bad the city didn't do this when that Main Street, for instance, was all carved up. Remember when they were doing the putting in the, was it the water lines or something down there? Was it last summer? Anyway, so these retractable posts are going to be in the street. No longer do people have to go and drag them out when they want to use them. Brilliant. I love this. Ryan Stanton writes about it in MLive.com, and he writes that this will easily and safely close streets for events and outdoor dining. City Administrator Milton Dahoney is quoted as saying, "We would be able to provide bollards at approximately 21 intersections in the downtown area." Now, how much money do you think that might cost? 21 intersections. I don't know how many bollards per intersection, but you can take a guess on that. How much money do you think this might cost for this entire project for 21 intersections?
I'm going to go out on a limb, just a random guess. $10
million? Oh, you're close. $6
million. $6
million. Okay. $6 million. And so the city is looking for state funding for this. I just think it's a great idea. It's a lot of money. I realize that, but I think it makes sense. I think it'll keep that area safer down there. And I think it's an important addition to downtown. I hope they're able to find that money, especially at a time when a lot of federal dollars are drying up.
Right. I'm a fan of it. It might catch people off guard, but like with how the modularity.
Right. Yeah.
Per each street, you know, because with MSAA, with even Sonic Lunch, their street's always closing down. So if you can just close down those sidewalks and
make it very easy with the push of a button, I presume. I'm not sure how these work exactly, these retractable ones.
So they're not the street lights. They're like the walk.
Yes.
Like
they'd be in the street. I presume they'd be in the, you know, like the intersections of the streets so that cars know they can't go down that way.
Okay.
All right. And if they're retractable, I'm not sure what that word means. I mean, I would have called them underground, but maybe retractable just means they fold down in some fashion.
I would think they just go straight down. Maybe like hydraulics.
Into the ground?
I think hydraulics.
Look at that. You might be right about that. Speaking of all of this, the A2 Summer Streets program will kick off June 5th. And run through August 31st in downtown Ann Arbor. What this is street closures Thursdays starting at 4 p.m. through Sundays and all throughout downtown Ann Arbor. It's the A2 Summer Streets program. It's Ann Arbor's vibrant summer celebration brought to you by the Main Street Area Association, when they transform our downtown into a bustling hub of music, dining, shopping, and art every weekend. And this year, they're not going to do it into September anymore. They're going to end on August 31st. And I think that makes sense because not every business down there likes this idea of closing the streets. There are some businesses that they'd rather have the on-street parking.
Especially the start of football season. Yeah,
yeah, right, exactly. Well, they never did do it during the football weekends, if I remember correctly. But June 5th through August 31st this year for the A2 Summer Streets program. And this gives me the perfect opportunity to bring it up once again. Will Peach Mountain be performing during A2 Summer Streets this year? You have been cordially invited to apply to perform. There is a stipend involved. That means you get a little cash. Will your band, made up of 1, 2, 3, 4, if I remember correctly?
Three
people. Will you perform this year? Because you're a great band.
Well, thank you. I'd like to. I have brought it up, but with some hesitation. We have not come to an agreement yet because we are not only as a band a little busy this year, but personally as well, too.
Well, you're
no excuse.
One of your members has a wedding, or...
He weds people. He has a wedding.
Weds people.
He's getting
he marries
married.
People.
And, yes, he's in, yeah, ordained minister. But I'll push again. I'm seeing them both tonight, so I'll ask.
All right. Well, be careful because I'm going to send this out to everyone else now. If you're interested in performing on Main Street, we don't want all those slots taken up, and Peach Mountain doesn't have the ability to play. But if you are a musician, a dancer, a comedian, a magician, a street performer, and you would like to showcase your talent in the heart of downtown Ann Arbor, they are seeking local artists and performers to bring energy and excitement to their seasonal block closures known as A2 Summer Streets and all those great events. So you can help create a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly experience with live entertainment, community engagement, and unforgettable performances. How do you do this? Go online to mainstreetannarbor.org, mainstreetannarbor.org. And then you want to click on events, and you'll see in the drop-down box it says A2 Summer Streets. Click that. You'll get right to the page. You can fill it out online. If you are interested in performing on Main Street, send that in, and Ashley Schaefer will get back with you soon. Again, mainstreetannarbor.org. Are you a performer of any kind? Would you like to perform in Ann Arbor? And they do have stipends available for performers. June 5th through August 31st, A2 Summer Streets, as we celebrate everything special about downtown Ann Arbor. All right, we've got more coming up on the Lucy Ann Lance Show along with Derek Laughlin here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.